Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Looking South, ICRT's program dedicated to exploring the government's new southbound policy and its effects both at home and abroad. Today, we'll be looking at business exchanges conducted under the policy, and to tell us about that, we are rejoined by a longtime friend of the program, Taiwan External Trade and Development Council Executive Vice President, Mr. Simon Wong. Mr. Wong, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Mr. Wong, to start us off, why don't you tell us the role that TITRA has been playing under the government's new southbound policy?
Yes, we play the role as eyes and ears for companies. For example, we help collect market information, including target nations' policy, rules and regulation, city information geographical-wise, and industry information, and even consumer behavior, and also cultural differences. And then we help watch where exists the market opportunities, doing a market survey, big data analysis. And also, we have a couple of offices in new southbound countries, 12 offices. So these offices also play the roles of eyes and ears.
So how has TITRA been fostering business exchanges between Taiwanese companies and their counterparts in these target countries?
Right. We can look at this issue from two sides. One is inbound. We invite target audience, either buyers or sellers or companies who would like to partner with Taiwan, to come to Taiwan to seek for business opportunities, or we will help arrange for a site visit and to have one-on-one business meeting. We have a lot of projects like Southeast Asia Business Day, South Asia Business Day, this kind of project. And also industry cooperation is also what we would like to focus on. Taiwan has a very well-founded industry clusters, such as machine tool in Taichung, plastic industry in Tainan, ICT in Hsinchu. We organize around 40 Taiwan international trade shows, and some of the trade shows are internationally known, and which also are good platform for new southbound countries, companies who would like to seek cooperation can visit or to join to exhibit their products in ICT trade fairs like Computex and Food Show, which is also very popular, and Bicycle Show and so forth. That's one side. Another aspect is outbound side, like we organize Taiwan Expo in Vietnam, in Indonesia, Thailand, and in Southeast Asian nations. And also we have a project called Image Enhancement Project, which is to help communicate what Taiwan will be, perceived in the eyes of target audience. And we have also consultation services and Taiwan Products Promotion Center, which helps companies tailor-made their products promotion project to even employ sales rep for them in the target country. Another aspect is on the virtual side, not in the so-called brick-and-mortar field. Virtual side is e-commerce. We help companies to enter into the market by the way of e-commerce platform, such as in Indonesia, we have entered into alliance with Blibli, and in Vietnam, Tiki, in India, Trade India. These kind of electronic commerce platforms, so companies can utilize the platforms to market their products.
Mr. Wong, could you give us any examples of cooperation that you feel have been exceptionally successful since the policy was put in place?
Yes. TITRA has put a lot of efforts in helping companies to explore opportunities in India. So one of the very good examples is that we help CTCI, a leader in engineering services from Taiwan, obtained a project of $240 million. The project is about building a natural gas receiving station. So this is a very good kind of flagship example. And other examples, like we help Taiwan beers and very well-known brand whiskey called Kabalan enter into Vietnam and Cambodia market. In Vietnam, if we export beer from Taiwan to Vietnam, the tariff will be 35%. So we help them to enter into the market in another way, which is to find subcontractor to manufacture beer in Vietnam. That will cost less than half of the price. So this is also a very successful case. We organize other image fair Taiwan Expo, and also another very good outcome is we organize Taiwan Expo, and then we get Indonesia or Myanmar to have their solo show in Taiwan in return. So I think this is a very good outcome that is kind of a two-way communication instead of only unilaterally one way from Taiwan to the South, New Southbound countries.
What can other companies learn from these examples about, you know, how to work with firms from neighboring countries effectively?
Right. I think for our companies who haven't been able to enter into the market, what we can learn is that we have to be humble to learn, to have the mindset of humbleness. New Southbound countries, they include 18 countries. They can be split into three parts. One is Southeast Asia and South Asia and more developed countries like Australia and New Zealand. And in Southeast Asia, you can also divide into three parts. First tier is Singapore, Brunei, and then second, Thailand, Malaysia, and so forth. And thirdly is what we call CLMV, by their economic development. They constitute a very different economies, and not to mention their religion and the language. So different market, different culture, and the different consumer behaviors. So we have to be very humble and not to take them as a whole. We have to understand deeper what they represent. Number two is we have to know that netizens nowadays are getting more and more important. Netizens has a size of around 260 million in Southeast Asia. And according to World Bank, monthly increase 3.8 million netizens. But even with such a rapid development, but the penetration rate is less than 60%. And also the electronic commerce account for total retail sales is merely 1% to 5%. And you know how much percentage in Taiwan? 17%. It means that the room for growth is very huge. Number three is we need to have the idea of grow together, the mindset of together. That is very important to pursue the better life. We have to grow together, which means that we need to foster business interchanges two-way instead of only to sell. So that's what we need to learn.
Mr. Wong, before we go, what will Taitra be doing in the future to further spur business exchanges, and how will its efforts expand or adapt from what you're doing now?
I think we, in the future, what we need to adapt is a couple of aspects. Number one is we need to do it in depth. Now the spectrum is wide. Next, I think to do it deeper, in depth, more focused. For now, we organize our Taiwan Expo in capital city. In the future, probably we could go to second tier, third tier cities to tailor-made our promotional project to meet the needs of our target countries. And second is that we probably should think about some sort of flagship projects like petrochemical projects that we're working on. And thirdly is, I mentioned earlier, we need to do something more bilateral project or any kind of arrangement. So two-way communication is what we need to do more in the future. And thirdly is we have to make the use of Taiwan's soft power, such as agricultural industry, education, and Medicare is also very important for Taiwan to have some kind of business exchanges with our target countries.
We've been chatting with Mr. Simon Wong, Taitra Executive Vice President. Mr. Wong, thank you again for joining us here on ICRT.
Again, thank you, Eric. Thank you.
And that wraps up this episode of Looking South. Join us again next Monday for the next installment, or head over to the ICRT webpage for past episodes. I'm Eric Gao, and thank you all for tuning in.